Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and let me see those hands there tonight.
Jesus, I could hear that all day. That song has been ringing in my spirit. I believe it was ringing in my spirit while I was asleep. And when I began to post on Blog Talk this morning, I went to select a song. And that, I tell you, that song has been ringing in my spirit. I don't know why. Amen. But when you begin to just listen to the message in the song. You know, when you're growing up, we're not listening for a message. All we want to do is move to the groove. Amen. But as you mature, oh, glory to God, I tell you, you begin to listen to the message. There is a message in every song. Ah, glory to God. Even some of those ones that we don't really care for. Listen for the message. Amen, amen. And that song has been ringing in my spirit. Amen. I've been through some things, but I'm still here. I've had my share of dark days, but I'm still here. I've bared so many burdens, but I'm still here. How many have that testimony today? Glory to God. When you thought, hey, you know, no Messiah, that you were going to be out of here. When the enemy, hey, man, he schemed, hey, glory to God, and set up traps for you to fall in. Ah, the Lord said, not so. Glory to God. I'm still here. Amen, amen. I bless the Lord today. I give him glory. I give him praise. I don't know about you, but when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, amen. John P. Key said, you don't know my story. No one knows your story. Hallelujah. No one knows those private moments that you have with the Lord, those private conversations, some things that you're able to share with the Lord that you'll never share with anyone else. Oh, I thank him today. Ah, glory to God. I bless him. Hallelujah. This is the 23rd day of April. Amen. In the year of our Lord, 2015. Amen. When I think about, I should have been dead 40 years ago. Glory to God. And I'm still here at 60. Still got a mind, amen, to see, hey, you know, no Messiah, and experience the manifested glory of our Lord. Ah, Moses told him to show him his glory. Hallelujah. How many want God to really just demonstrate and show you his glory? Well, if you want to, amen, it's available to you. All you got to do is live right. Ah, hallelujah. I bless him today. Amen, amen. We're excited about what God is doing, and we're excited as we begin to close out this series, The Acts of the Apostles. When I go into that book, amen, I can, you know, when you begin to read these stories, they become alive in your life. Oh, glory to God. You can see what the apostles experienced. You can see what it was like and what it felt like. Amen. When on the day of Pentecost, when they all were all on one accord, you can really feel that thing, especially if you got the Holy Ghost. Now, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you may not feel anything. Ah, God, I bless you today. Amen. So I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about this radio blog. I'm excited about this new region that the Lord has called me back to. It ain't new to me, but it's new in a sense. Amen. And I'm so excited about the connections, the divine connections that God is God is doing. Amen. When you allow God to order your steps, amen, and you follow the steps that he's ordered, amen, you'll never go wrong. Yeah, you're going to have some persecution. There's going to be some tests. There are going to be some trials. But guess what? When you allow God to order your steps, baby, it's all good. Ah, glory to God. So I bless him today. We're honored to have with us today a prophet of God that I had the pleasure to meet on last year and just had the pleasure to connect with this past week. Amen. I tell you, God is an amazing God. He's awesome. He's magnificent. Oh, God, there's no words to really describe. He's an indescribable God. Hallelujah. He does things with the spirit of excellence. Amen. And I thank God because I recognize excellence. Amen. And this young man has a excellent spirit on his life. Amen. He believes in excellence. Amen. And when you're in their presence, you just can sense excellence. Amen. So we're just so honored to have him with us today. Amen. He took out of his busy schedule, and we just want to send out a happy birthday wish to his a beautiful fiance. Amen. I can't pronounce her name. I don't want to get it wrong. Amen. But we had an opportunity to meet her also. So we just want to send out a shout and wish her a very, very happy birthday today. Amen. So I tell you, I'm not going to, because I believe in honoring with people request, and he didn't request this, amen, but I know his bio is a few years old, so we're not going to read that today, amen. We're going to wait, and I know he'll be back on this broadcast, amen, to minister and share the word of God with us again. So we're excited to have him with us today. So with no further ado, amen, we're going to let him open up with the word of prayer, and if he desires to share anything with you, that is good. But I tell you, he is a prophet. Amen. He's an apostle. He's a pastor. Amen. He is an intercessor. He is a prayer warrior. Amen. He's a man that has prophecy all over his life. Amen. So with no further ado, we'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, the speaker of the hour, amen, that's none other than Prophet Frank Delaney of the Birthing Place here in La Place and New Orleans, Louisiana, amen. So God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Adrian Bernard.
Oh, God, don't do that, Prophet. You gonna upset some folks on this line. Don't do that.
I'm just doing what I hear the Lord say to do as I was
prayer
and meditation on this word. Acts 26 is all about you. And I just believe God is about to do some great things on this broadcast. And with this broadcast, amen. So I just believe God for the supernatural, and I thank God for the amazing things that are getting ready to happen in your life, amen. Somebody shout, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So we're going to pray right now, and again, thank you all for tuning in to this Anointed Covenant Keepers broadcast, amen, for she has connected with the prophet, and I just believe in connections. God can do great things. The Bible says where two or three are touching and agreeing, God will be in the midst. So I just thank God for all those that are listening out there. Get now, right now, let's get on our Facebook, let's get our phones out, and let's dial out, amen, dial this number out, text this number out, let's promote this for a minute, and let the world know, amen, that something catastrophic, come on, something catastrophic is getting ready to move over this particular blog on the radio. Right now, when you talk about the Acts, you talk about establishment. Come on. You talk about the apostles. And that's what the Lord is getting ready to materialize, and he's getting ready to manifest right now. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for those that are in listening land. Father, we thank you for those that have taken out their time to receive this impartation. God, we don't need another history, God. We need an impartation, God, that's going to move us into a new place. So, God, I thank you right now that lives are getting ready to be healed, set free, and delivered by this word. Amen. As I begin to read Acts chapter 26, we know that there are three main characters. Amen. We know there is King Agrippa. Amen. And we know that there is, amen, a political officer by the name of Festus, amen, who is a financial officer. But most of all, we have our main character, amen, who was birthed out of this particular chapter, amen, by Luke, amen, because we know that Luke is the writer of this particular book, amen, and it's a continuation of what he wrote in Luke, amen, the Gospel of Luke. But we get into 26, amen, and we see that Paul here has an unction in his spirit, and many of us should have that same unction that Paul had. Amen. Paul had a reassurance of who he was and who his daddy was. Amen. And I don't know about you, but if you have ever had a Damascus experience, if the light has ever came on again, I believe that you're ready to do what the Lord has called you to do. Quickly, let's go to Acts 26. Acts, the 26th chapter. And I just want to read one verse for your hearing, and it's a prophetic verse. Acts chapter 26 and verse 22. Glory to God. It's going to be a word that is about to cause something in your spirit to shift. I'm talking to you, woman of God. I'm talking to you, man of God, that's been in a dry place, that don't understand what God has called and commissioned you to do. You're getting ready to see right here in Acts chapter 26, verse 22. Look what it says. Look what it says. Reading out of the King James Version. It says, having therefore obtained help from God, or acquired some information from God, or got some assistance from God. Look at here. Look what he declares. Look what he declares. He says, I continue unto this day. I believe this is a prophetic day. Hallelujah. This is a prophetic day. Listen, this is a prophetic day because we're declaring Acts 26, 22. Look at here, that we are witnesses both to small people, or unimportant people. Come on. People that we consider to not be like we are. I'm talking about the crack addict. I'm talking about small-minded people, those that are in the mental institute. God says, I need you to be a witness both to small and great. I don't just need you to be a witness to those who we look down upon, but I need you to be, come on, I don't need you to just look up and witness to those who are in the limelight. I need you to go into the world, the uttermost part of the world. Look what he says, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say to come. Look what he says, 23 says quickly, that the Christ was to suffer. Oh, glory to God. If you're suffering right now, you're right on track. And that by reason of his resurrection from the dead, he would be the first to proclaim light both to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. Father, you have to help us now in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to declare a word today, and the word is encore. God wants an encore. God wants you to repeat the deliverance that has taken place in your life. He wants you to become a witness. And that's what Acts chapter 26 is all about. Amen. Acts chapter 26 is about shutting up the mouth of the enemy and getting into the politicians. You don't hear me this morning. And that's what God is about to do. God is about to bring you before kings and queens. God is about to bring you before a royal nation. God says those that have been witnessing to the small, come on, he says he's getting ready to bring you into a greater capacity. And that's what the Lord is saying. The Lord is saying, I need an encore. So we get in Acts chapter 26 and we see that a particular politician is tired of Paul. Paul is aggravating him because Paul is recapping on a story of deliverance once again. My God. Paul is talking about his Damascus Road experience once again, and we see in this particular chapter that Festus is sick of him. He thinks he's crazy in his mind. He thinks he's a mental patient. Why, Paul, do you keep saying the same thing over and over again? And I believe that many of you on this call, you're thanking God for what he did in your life years ago. You're thanking God for what he did in your life years ago. When people are mad, they're getting aggravated because they say, here she come again with her holy role self. Here he come again with his anointed self. And that was going on in Acts chapter 26. The Lord says, I don't need you to shut your mouth up. I need you to repeat it again. I need you to repeat it because every time you repeat it, you get another level of glory. Every time you tell your deliverance to somebody, you get another weight of my anointing, says God. And that's what the Lord wants you to do. He is commissioning you to begin to decree and to declare your testimony. The Lord has given you a Damascus testimony, and you need to begin to release your Damascus testimony that someone might be healed. So we see that Festus has gotten aggravated. He's gotten agitated with Paul because Paul is working on his nerves because he's talking about the goodness of God. And I guess they felt he was hypocritical. He was crazy because they were so busy looking at Saul that they forgot he was now Paul. And I believe that's what's going on with the body of Christ. People are trying to bring your past into your present. But the Lord said he's getting ready to cut off every past cycle. Glory to God. He's getting ready to cut off every confused spirit. Glory to God. He's saying today, I need an encore. He says, I don't care if it hurts them. I don't care if it works on their nerves. He says, you got to believe the word of the prophets that you may be able to be established. And that's what the Lord is trying to do. God is trying to birth something up out of you. And he cannot birth something up out of you until you declare your Damascus experience, until you share the gospel with somebody, until you become a witness like Moses and the prophets declared in the Old Testament. So we see in Acts chapter 26, we see that finally the gospel is coming into fruition. Oh, glory to God. That's prophetic right there. And the Lord is saying, I don't care how long the word may manifest over your life. You're not going to die till a prophecy come to pass. And we see that Paul understood that there was a word that was lingering over his life. Glory to God. And that he wasn't going to stop until the word came to pass. And that's what's going on with the body of Christ. You cannot get frustrated. You cannot get weary. You got to remember that you got a word, glory to God, lingering over your head. Let them call you crazy. Let them call you wacky. Let them talk about you. Let them call you a fruitcake. Let them call you nutty. Let them talk about you. The Lord says, I was persecuted, so you got to be persecuted for my name's sake. He says, I left you as an apostle, glory to God, to go through, glory to God, that you may bring others into the kingdom of God. And that's what the Lord is saying. He says, I need some people to begin to declare their Damascus experience. If you don't have a testimony, you ain't ready for greater. If everything peaches and cream and the Lord hasn't done nothing for you, you can't pull nobody out. But if you've been through hell and back like Saul, who is now Paul, I believe that there's a prophetic word, glory to God, that's lingering over your life. And I hear the Lord saying this morning, don't you want to be converted? It's time for you to be converted. It's time for you to talk yourself into your own deliverance. Every now and then when the enemy try to come in like a flood, come on, you got to find you an Agrippa. Come on, you got to find you a partner. Glory to God. You got to find you somebody. Glory to God. You got to find somebody. Robo Shanda Babahushaya. That will hear your word. Glory to God. That will hear your testimony. That will hear what the Lord has done for you. And I'm here to let you know today that God is about to bring people before you that you may be able to, oh my God, connect with them. That you may be able to tell your Damascus testimony with. And that's what the Lord is saying this morning. He says, I've already given you the help. I've already given you the instructions. I've already given you the assistance. I've already given you the plan. I've already given you the prophetic word. And he says, all I need you to do is assemble yourself and begin to prophesy to the low. Begin to prophesy to the rich. Begin to prophesy to the poor. Begin to prophesy to people, no matter their race, gender, sex, or age. He says, don't hold your tongue anymore. He says, he needs Jehovah Bashandi Obokoshai to declare like Paul declared. He said he needs you to work on the enemy's nerve till you burn the hell up out of them. He said, work on them till the hell comes out of them. He said, work on them till redemption get in them. Work on them till justification get in them. Work on them till righteousness get in them. He said, work on them until they be made whole. He said, work on them until the almost shiny almost. I hear the Lord saying, it's time for the body of Christ to agitate the enemy. It's time for the body of Christ to work on the enemy's nerve. And he said, the only way you're going to work on the enemy's nerve is if you declare your testimony, because the Bible says that we overcome by the word of the Lord, and because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and
blood
the word
of
our testimony. And if you're going to become an overcomer, if you're going to become an achiever, if you're going to become a priest, if you're going to become a king in the kingdom of God, you got to get like the Apostle Paul, and you got to begin to work on some folks' nerve, not doing it in your own might. See, because some people like to brag. Come on. Some people like to boast. But God says when you release your testimony, he said release it with an anointing. Release it with the oil. Release it with the glory. He said he's going to give you the permission, Oboshanda, when to release out of the bush your testimony, and how, glory to God, to release, I feel glory, your testimony. I hear the Lord saying, my children on this line, he says, get ready, because there's about to be an encore. And he said, every time you repeat it, he says he's going to repeat the blessing. He said, every time you decree it, he's going to decree something over your life. And that's what God is getting ready to do. He's getting ready to make your name great. Saul's name was great because of his conversion. He's the only one we hear about that was divinely converted, that was walking on the fence, that was once killing what he is now. And that's what the Lord is saying tonight. He's getting ready to make you history. He's getting ready to write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you declare and be a witness, somebody ought to holler, I am a witness. I am a witness. I got to be a witness, because his word declares that I got to stand, which means I can't move if they don't receive me. I can't bow if they don't want to hear me. He said you got to stand, which means you got to hold your ground, which means you can't grow weary, which means you got to be like a tree, glory to God, planted by the rivers of water. He said you got to declare my word in season, glory to God, out of season, glory to God. When you don't feel like it, he says he needs you to embrace, glory to God, Acts chapter 26, because he needs an encore. He needs you to give him back his word. He needs you to give him back the testimony. Oh, glory to God. And God, we thank you, Messiah, for the encore, glory to God. God, we thank you, glory to God, for the Acts of the Apostles. God, we thank you that when they came on one accord, God, that the glory showed up. And God, I thank you right now that your people are coming on one accord. And God, we want an encore. God, we're about to give you an encore. God, we're about to give you another praise. We're about to give you another prayer. God, we thank you. That even if the nations get mad, that if the governor get mad, yet will we trust you. If the old generals get mad, we still will declare your word, because there's a changing of the guard. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. No more prostitution in the pulpit. No more usury in the pulpit. God says he's getting ready to raise up a Paul. He's getting ready to raise up an apostolic and prophetic generation. So God, we thank you for the encore. God, we thank you that you want us to give you an encore. God, we will repeat and we will repeat it again. Not until we get delivered, but until others get delivered. Until our harvest gets delivered. Oh, glory to God. Until our seed gets delivered. Oh, shikayana da bosa. Until everything around us breaks free. So, God, we thank you that you want an encore. God says the reason I need an encore because it sounds so good. He says it sounds like me when they hung me on the cross. He says it sounds like me when they spit on me. He says I need a nasty testimony. He said don't hold back your testimony. If you was a prostitute, tell it. If you was a homosexual, tell it. If you was a crack addict, tell it. If you was a dope fiend, tell it. He said because somebody need to hear your word. If you was an adulterer, he said tell it. He said tell the truth so you can get a true deliverance, says the Spirit of God. So God, we thank you. God says he wants the truth to come out of your belly. He wants the word to come up out of your belly. Listen, I don't know who's on this call. Listen to the prophet. Today is a prophetic day. Glory to God. When you obey the word of the Lord, you shall be established. Now you've heard the word of the Lord. Now I need you to obey the word of the prophet so that you shall prosper. Now, you can't prosper until you put a seed in the ground. Hear me. The seed ain't for me. The seed is for this blog talk. We got to keep this woman of God ministry going because God is about to do something great. I don't know how you're going to get this $26 seed to her. Glory to God. But I need you to get this $26 seed to her. If you got the inbox, Adrian Bernard, inbox her now because there's a prophetic activation that's going to hit your life before you hit Ogrobo. With this $26 seed, listen, now we know 6 plus 2 is 8, glory to God, and the Lord is saying this $26 seed, oh my God, is about to cause something new to hit your life within 26 days. Obey the word of the Lord, and you shall be established. Obey the word of the prophet, and you shall prosper. I need you to do it now. Don't hesitate. Inbox her your number. Let her know, I want to partner with you, woman of God. I want to plant this seed that the prophet is talking about. Come on, and she's going to give me your number, and she's going to give me your name, brother, and I'm going to labor in prayer. Come on. I'm going to labor in prayer concerning your situation. I need y'all to bombard her right now. Come on. Whenever she comes, God is about to release some new stuff into your life because of this $26 seed. Again, remember, beloved, God wants an encore. He wants you to repeat your testimony again. He don't want you to hold nothing back. He wants you to declare his word. He wants you to declare his word till he think you crazy. He wants you to declare his word till he think you out of your mind. He wants you to become insane for him. He wants you to become radical for him. And this is the hour, glory to God, where you got to take the limits off. Grow and take the limits off in a bullshit and trust the Lord. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that this word has blessed you. And those that are sowing this $26 seed, I pray, a prophet's reward. I'm not talking about a 10-month reward. From now, I decree and I declare that the moment you inbox her number and you get that seed, Lebo Shanda, I talk about a quick turnaround. I decree right now a quick turnaround. I decree right now that things will begin to happen instantaneously for you because you've obeyed the word of the Lord. Listen, this is what I need you to do. I'm getting ready to go. I want you to get on Facebook, get on Instagram, and let them know how this blog talk radio, come on, with Apostle Adrian Bernard and Prophet Delaney has blessed you. Release a testimony to somebody. Let them know that it doesn't stop here, but it finishes tomorrow. Come on. Let's support this woman of God. Get on there right now and talk about, encourage somebody with the word that you just received. I just told you we need some pause. Come on. Let's give God out an encore. Let's get on Facebook and let's give the people of God some nuggets that they may be drawn to Christ, that they may come, that they may compel themselves to come to Christ. Because the prophetic word that was declared by Moses and the prophets, my God, is getting ready to be fulfilled. The prophetic words that have been declared over your life since the last 15 years are getting ready, I hear the Lord say, to come into fruition. The prophetic words that have been lingering over your head, the Lord says that they're getting ready to come down like a tunnel. Glory to God. They're getting ready to come down like a train. They're getting ready to come down at one time. You ought to get ready to receive your prophecies. They're getting ready to come down at one time. So I pray again that this broadcast and this word has blessed you. Again, I'm Prophet Frank C. Delaney. You can hit me up on Facebook at Frank Delaney. Amen. Go right there to my page. Amen. Comment, share, tag me. Let me know how this word has blessed you. I love you, Apostle Bernard, and I'm praying for you and your ministry.
My. Hallelujah. That was the word. That was the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It don't take all day. Glory to God when God puts something in your spirit. Amen. I'm reminded as we were on the prophetic prayer retreat, the man of God preached the word, go get your spoil. Amen, amen. And sometimes we think people are preaching a prosperity message. No. Everything in the word that God have declared to you about you, amen, is for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I heard him say, don't be ashamed of your testimony. Your testimony is how you overcome. Amen, and that's scripture. Hey, glory to God. But you know what? I'm led before I give my testimony. I just don't get up everywhere I go and give people my testimony. Amen. But I had to share a little bit of my testimony in the prophetic prayer retreat because you know what? You're blessing someone else. Amen. You're blessing someone else to know that, hey, you have been through some similar experiences. Amen. Oh, God. You better grab that for yourself. Grab it for yourself. Grab it for yourself. I never thought I'd be in New Orleans doing ministry. This was not my plan for my life, but it was God's plan for my life. See, we don't know what God's plan is. Amen. But if you are obedient to his word, this man of God have, hallelujah, he have ministered, took one scripture out of that text, but he broke down all of the text. Amen, amen. I bless the Lord today. Glory to God. Those of you that's on the line, no more. We have about 30-some-odd people that tuned in and got on this call today. Amen. And we want you to know we are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. I have a website at www.newdestinyministries.com. Amen. There is a PayPal link on that website. You can hit that PayPal link and sow the $26 seed. I didn't ask you for it. The prophet said sow it. Amen. You're not sowing, amen, as unto when. Amen. You're sowing because it has already been prophesied. It has already been requested of you. And when you obey, God's got to come in and bless. I was looking, amen, this morning when I got up, amen, I was looking at one of the clips from my second service here in New Orleans, amen. And it's ironic that he would preach the way he's preached today on Acts chapter 26, the Acts of the Apostles. As I was listening to that clip, it was a 12-minute clip in the second message, that second service, amen. The first service, glory to God. The first service was, it's decision time. Amen. And as I looked at the second service, the message was, obedience prepares blessings. Obedience prepares blessings. And as I began to look at that and listen, Mother Charity, amen, as I begin to listen, amen, I'm reminded again how the ram was already prepared for Abraham when he took his only son. Imagine, you wait till God allow you to get 100 years old before he bless you with the heir. Ah, the heir. Ishmael was not the heir. He was the son of the bondwoman. Amen. But we also are sons and daughters, war of the bondwoman. Amen. But when Paul came in, hey, glory to God, he was the apostle to the Gentile. So he came in and hallelujah and allowed us to come into this marvelous life. So as I looked at that, I said, my, God knows what he's doing, people of God. He don't make any mistake. So you mean to tell me, Lord, you're going to wait till I'm 100 years old, and then you're going to give me instructions to go and offer my only son? He is the son of the promise. He is the one that you told me in his seed. My seed, he's going to be blessed. And you tell me to go and offer him up. What are you doing, God? But you know what? The Bible said Abraham did not stagger at the promises of God. He glory to God. He believed God. He trusted God. That's why he's called the father of faith. And he obeyed. Amen. Because of his obedience, the Lord spared Isaac. Now just imagine. Just imagine if Abraham would have gotten his flesh and said, Lord, this thing is too hard for me. Me and my wife is 90 years old. I'm 100 years old. And you're telling me to do something like this? Lord, this just don't make sense. Suppose he would have gotten in his mind, just imagine, we wouldn't even be here to, glory to God, we wouldn't be here. The whole plan of God would have changed. We can't change God's plan. We may abort it, but we can't change God's plan, because whatever God has for us is for us. It may be 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years in the making, but guess what? If God said it, and you're still alive, and you yet breathing, guess what? It's going to be manifested in your life, and God going to allow you to live to see it. I just believe that. I believe every promise God made to us, he's going to allow us to see it manifested. Lord, show me your glory. That's the season I'm in. I want to see God's glory. Not man's glory, but God's glory. Because guess what? When I'm able to experience and witness God's glory, ain't no stopping me. You know no Messiah. Why? Because I'm going in, not in my power, not in my might, not in my strength, but I'm going in God's strength. Oh, glory to God. That's just a little word to exhort you today. Amen. To let you know that, hallelujah, God has something special for you. One thing about me, and I'm a share, and I'm a Messiah, and I'm boasting. Remember, I'm boasting in Christ. One thing I did, and I believe God has had favor on my life because of it, I always honored and I always gave my tithes and my offering. And I guess what else I did? I always found a place, hallelujah, to work in the kingdom of God. Amen. I didn't desire to sit on the pulpit. I didn't desire to be at the head table. I was a servant. Glory to God. And that's what we have to get. We have to get the mind of a servant. If we get the mind of a servant, woo, glory, there won't be anything impossible to us. Amen. If we get the mind of a servant, glory to God, but many of us don't want to serve. Hallelujah. We want to sit at the high table. We want to be honored. We want all the accolades. Amen. But all the glory goes to God. It don't go to you, baby. It goes to God. Hallelujah. Because he worked within you both the will and the do. If God didn't work the will and the do, none of us would get up and do nothing. We would let this flesh dictate to us every day. My, that was a word there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I told the man of God we wouldn't hold him no more than 30 or 40 minutes. Speak the word, and then we're done. People have things that they have to do. They have businesses that they're running new. They're working in the kingdom. Amen. They have people that they have to counsel with. Do you know we counsel with people at some hours that you are somewhere asleep? You don't even know if somebody calling 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Something is happening in the family. Amen. Wake you out of your sleep. And sometimes you got to shake yourself because, hey, we in another zone. We have to come to ourselves. And after we come to ourselves, then we're able to pray. Amen. And intercede for one another. People of God, we're in a season where we better build a support group. I know we all say, I don't need nobody but Jesus. But that's not true. Hallelujah. Jesus needed somebody. Amen. And he came in sinful flesh. He came to do the will of his Father. But guess what? God didn't allow Jesus to come on planet Earth and do everything by himself. He gave him power, and he said, at the name of Jesus, I'm giving you a name above every name. But what did Jesus do? Jesus said, the Lord has given him instructions. Hallelujah. Just as he told Peter, I'm going to make you a fisherman of men. That was his thing. Glory to God. He came to redeem man back. Glory to God, but he didn't do it by himself. What did he do? He entrusted and he delegated authority and power to the disciples. Glory to God. God have delegated us authority. Amen. He empowered them with what? The Holy Ghost. He empowered them to lay hands. He empowered them to open up blinded eyes. He empowered them to do miracles. What did he tell his disciples? He said, these things, you're going to do greater works. Hallelujah. Greater works. So what are you saying? All of the miracles of Jesus was not recorded. Amen. But he told his disciples, greater works shall ye do. What are you saying, Jesus? We've seen some of your miracles. We've seen some of the things that you did here on earth. And you mean to tell me you are empowering me to do greater than that? Greater than the things you have already done? Oh, God, you have to have a strong faith, steadfast faith. Hallelujah. The Bible said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You have to have God's work at the forefront. When you put God's work at the forefront, everything going to be, y'all don't believe God. Don't believe me, but believe his word. Hallelujah. Trust his word. All of my steps, God. Hallelujah. That's all I'm asking the Lord for. All of my steps. I don't want to be in cliques. I didn't come to New Orleans to be in cliques. I didn't come to New Orleans to win no popularity contest. I came to do the work of the Lord. And whatever that is, so be it, God. So be it. Hallelujah. I ain't in my mother's helmet. Said, well, you had on that yesterday or day before. That don't matter to me. I could change two or three times a day if I wanted to, but that's not important to me anymore. That's not important. Souls are important to me. Amen. Winning a soul to the Lord, seeing somebody's life being transformed, seeing somebody's life being impacted, hallelujah, by what? What the word of God say and how I live. I have to be a light. Glory to God. We have to be lights, people of God. He said, let your light so shine. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? Hallelujah. Pastor Dodd, Lord have mercy. I'm fine with sister. Don't give me no titles. Hey, glory to God. Your work, your work has to be proven. Your work has to be tested. You just don't come in this thing today and tomorrow. You apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. No. Your work has to be proven. You're going to be tested in the fire. God, glory to God. And after you're tested, then you're going to come out. Oh, God, I bless you today. Then you're coming out pure gold. Then and only then. But none of us want to go through the fire. None of us won't go through the fire. Oh, but if you go through the fire, woo, glory to God, you're going to have a testimony like the Hebrew boy. Yeah, no, Mosiah. You're going to say, Lord, I was in there. Ah, but I saw a fourth man. Ah, and he looks like the Son of God. Ah, I went through that test. I endured that hardness. When they lied on me. Ah, glory to God, when they got on Facebook and scandalized my name. Amen. When they told me I wasn't a woman of God, I was a perpetrator, I was a fake, but yet I'm still standing. Some of you all weren't on the broadcast. We open up with the Williams Brothers song, but I'm still here. Amen. Through the lies, the persecution, the tests, the trials, the disappointments. Amen. All the chaos, the imminent strife, I'm yet here. And I still have a praise. Prophet Chaz sang a song about the Georgia Mass Choir. I still have a praise inside of me. How many got a praise still inside of you? Oh, glory to God. If you do, guess what? The prophet already told us God want an encore. He want an encore. No, Mosiah. What is an encore? An encore is just another message. Amen. Another trial. He want another testimony. He wants some more glory. Encore. You're doing your first works all over again. Amen. Some of us have forgot how to work. Go back and do your first works again. What was your first words? Well, my first words was, Sister Benoit, I went to the nursing homes. I used to go to the nursing homes. I used to visit the sick. I used to visit the prison. I used to go to the food bank and give out food. I used to go, Mosiah, in the community and evangelize and tell people about the Lord. I used to pass out tracts. I went to the car washes, and everybody I saw, I gave them a tract, and I told them about the goodness of the Lord. But now you've tasted of this thing. You don't feel you need to do that no more. You're able to buy a briefcase now. You're able to get an engagement to speak before an audience now. Hallelujah. So you're too good to go out and evangelize. You're too good to go to Walmart and pass out a tract. You're too good, amen, to go in the projects and give out toys for tots. I done been elevated. I can't do that no more. Give it to Sister So-and-so. I can't. Lord have mercy. But guess what, baby? Do your first words all over again. I guarantee you. Pastor Carmelie?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. That devil cut me off. That wasn't nothing but the enemy there, but that's all right. I'm back on. I don't know what happened, but when I called back in, they said another host was in. And no, another host shouldn't have been on my line, so I don't know what's going on there, but I'm back on the line. Amen. We have received the word today. I know that word has affected somebody today. Amen. Impacted my life. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged. Amen. And nobody's angry but the enemy. Amen. Amen. And that's what we're here for. We're here to agitate him. We are here to antagonize him. Amen. We are here to run him clean on off this line and certainly out of our lives. Amen. So all is well. I pulled up the switchboard on my phone. Amen. My computer shut down. Oh, God, I bless you today. Woo, Lord, I'm happy. I knew something was going to happen today. I just felt it in my spirit. But ain't nobody mad but the enemy, all right? Amen. I see some of you all are still on the line. We had about 30-some more calls. Some have dropped off. I imagine after They couldn't hear my voice any longer. So those that still on the line, I'm going to open up your line. Amen. Since I have Pastor Carmelite Price line open, I'm going to let her come on. Go ahead, Prophet. Prophetess, I'm calling you prophetess now. Yeah, it's okay, it's okay. Pastor Carmelite, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Jesus. God bless you, everyone on the line. And, oh, my God, what a word, what a word, what a word. But I expected nothing less. So that word really blessed me today. And, again, I am always so grateful. I look forward to these calls every day because every day God says something. Because why? I come expecting God to say something. So I thank God for you, Pastor Aids, and I thank God for everybody who continues to call in and support you, and I pray that God will continue to bless, strengthen, and use you to edify, encourage, and build up the body of Christ. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, Pastor Carmelite, just thank God for you. I appreciate you. I really don't have words to say when God bless you to connect with people that love the Lord. It's amazing. That's all I can say. God is an amazing God, and I thank God for all that He's doing. I truly, truly appreciate this woman of God, and just God, hallelujah. I'm just thankful. I'm blessed. Amen. So we just thank God for what He's doing. Thank God for each and every one of you. I tell you, that was an on-time word from Prophet Delaney. Amen. So let me see who else is on the line. Glory to God. We're going to come right to you. Woo, Jesus. I saw Darylin calling me. I saw Sister. Okay, let me get Minister Tramiel. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. Just giving God all the honor and glory and to the prophet of the hour. What a mighty word of God. I know the devil was scared and he was trembling and he didn't know what to do. And he tried one tactic, but he forgot our daddy is over everything. So God said he's going to allow to go through another way. So I just thank God for that word. And I'm just happy what God has continued to do with this ministry. And may God just continue to bless it. Amen.
Bless your name. Thank you, Minister Tramiel. Thank all of you all that stayed on the line. We already know. When the call dropped, just hang on in there. We're going to get back on. They wouldn't even let me on through the normal way, so I had to go another route. So you know that was a word. That was a word. That's all I could say. It was a word. Amen. We see area code 504. Last four of the numbers, 1908. God, your line is open, call. God bless you.
Amen. Pastor Michelle. Praise the Lord. I'm here.
Well, bless you. Bless you, Pastor Michelle. God bless you.
Bless the Lord. I'm here. Just receiving the word. I have to remind myself when I'm picking up my son to come here. Amen. While I'm picking them up, I can easily slip my mind. Because, Jeremiah, you got about 10 things going on at once, but I thank the Lord that I was able to sit here. I caught you coming in. Amen. I missed the prophet of the hour. I'm going to go back to the archives and listen to it. I love to sit down and write, you know, have my pencil and my Bible. You know, I just love to write, you know, what they're talking about. And then I'm going to go back and read it again. So I thank God for the connection with Pastor Carmelite. Amen. Had it not been for her, I thank God for bringing us together. I really believe that God has got something great started. And what He started, He's able to finish. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing, woman of God.
Ah, Jesus. Thank you. This is another woman of God. God have connected us with. I tell you, I'm full today. I'm just so full today. Amen. When you begin to see God manifesting what he has spoken in your spirit, it just blesses your soul. So we just thank God. Thank God for you all. Appreciate you so very, very much. Amen. I think this is Pastor Angela Peck. Lord, y'all, where's my California folks? Y'all let New Orleans people just show out today. I mean, this line was full today. I don't see my California, Texas, Arizona folks. I don't see them, but that's all right. That's let you know God is doing the work here in New Orleans. Amen, amen. So I see Pastor Peck, Pastor Angela, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Adrian. Glad to hear from you all. Glad I had an opportunity to sit in this afternoon. I missed you all the weekend, but I wanted to sit in today and just listen at the man of God begin to talk. And I declare, I tell you, it was a blessing unto me, and I know it was a blessing unto the people when he began to say the encore. And I can hear when he began to speak, all I can hear was the transformation and the transition. And when he began to say the transition, I said, oh, God, I know now you're talking, even when you're talking about the pulpit. So I just encourage the people. You know, Paul had to tell Timothy while he was mentoring Timothy. He said, Timothy, remember the prophecies that has went on before you. Remember the things that were spoken over your life. Now is your time to shine, but I don't want you to forget the word that has went forth over your life. When you're feeling down, when you're feeling by yourself, when you're feeling like nobody else there is with you, remember what was spoken over your life. When the man of God began to say encore, he began to wake up something down on the inside of me. When he said, remember, now it's time to come back. That's because the word was spoken in your life. Now it's filling in awake. You're feeling like you're out in the deep and you're all by yourself. You're feeling like you're praying and nothing is coming to pass. You're laying hands and nothing is happening. You're praying and seems like nothing will not break. But remember the word that was spoken over your life, which means now they got to come back to you. We're not leaving you until they come to pass. But this only happens to those that believe. Let me tell you something. It's the power of belief. The enemy comes to destroy your mind. The enemy comes to take the word of God from you because you begin to go by what you see. And the Bible says don't be moved by what we see. And I'm going to tell you here, as a leader, as a pastor, as a woman, and a forefront, it gets difficult sometimes to not to be moved by what you see and what you feel. But this is the time that we have to press forward even the more than knowing that God is with you. Whenever a door that you're shaking, it seems like it won't open. You keep knocking, it's not open. You're asking, if nothing is happening. That's your sign, okay, God is with you. Something is beginning to happen. I mean, my son was going through some changes, and I began to go through some changes. And my son came to me last night, and I'm going to tell you, a tear began to roll down my eyes. He said, Mama, he said, God got you spoiled. I said, boy, what you talking about? I had to fight for everything in my life. I've been a single mother for years. What you mean that God has me spoiled? He said, because the minute something don't happen, Mama, it shakes you up because you believe and know that God's going to do just what you say. And when God don't do it, it messes with you. And it came to my mind, you know what? Me and God has been on this journey long enough. I say, Brandon, that's exactly how I feel. Because, see, as a single mother, when you've been put out here in the deep, you can't have confidence and nothing else from God. He said, Mama,
go ahead, woman of God.
That you have with God. He said, I've watched you down through the years with God. And it brought back 2 Samuel to me when David wanted to build God a temple, or build God a house. And I remember he sent the prophet back to David. He said, I want you to tell David, I remember him. I was with him when he was with the sheep coat, which means I was with you when you was down. I was with you when you had nothing. But now I don't put you over Israel. Now I don't put you before a people. And when the men of God began to talk, that's what God began to say. God has taken you from the sheepcote. He's taken you from the bottom. And I'm a living witness, people of God. It's not easy. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's peaches and cream. You know, because you're going to get the hit more than the people are going to get the hit. Because why? We are a forerunner. There are times when we need this encouragement, when we need someone to come back and say, remember the word that has went on before you. Remember the prophets. Remember the prayers. Remember what God has said. God has not lied to you. No has God forsaken you. No has God forgot about you. The Bible tells us, because it's me that kicked
Come
know
on,
what's
woman.
Up. I could put the gloves on your head. How much more could I do for you? Remember the word that has went on before you. So I come in agreement with the man of God. Remember the word that God has spoken over your life. When you're going through your diverse temptation.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. Sometimes things will hit you so hard that it'll cause you to rock a little bit. Oh, but how many when you say when you was in school? But when I get up, you better look out. You might have caught me off guard, but don't let me get up. Because when I get up, and I don't think I'm ready for war, but now I know who's on my side. Now I know who's got my back. You might have drawn a few tears out of me. You might have made me shut up a few nights. You might have made me run in turn all day long. But now I know that my Redeemer lives now. I know that God is with me because God has sent someone to tell me, I am at your spirit right here. Though you in the battle, remember I'm in the battle right there with you.
Yes, Lord.
I receive the word of God. I receive the unclean. And I encourage all of my brothers and my sisters that out here in the battle. We're not just battling for ourselves, but we're battling for our children. When my son begins to tell me, Mama, I done saw you down through the years, Mama. God just got this for you because I done seen how you pray. You don't ask nobody else, but I done seen what you done did before God. And the nothing don't happen. You know what? That really encouraged me because he don't watch me depend on God. When I couldn't depend on no one else.
Jesus.
That encouraged my heart.
Yes, God.
So I encourage all of you. Stay in God. Stay on the word of God. Don't be moved by what's going on. Don't listen to what everybody else coming and putting down in your ear case because they dare to take your strength from you. You get to a place where you can just get it from God. And I would tell you like Paul did to tell Timothy, remember the words that were spoken over your life. Ask the Holy Ghost to bring all back to your remembrance just like he promised you. And I promise you here, remember what God told you 10 years ago. It hasn't manifested in your life yet. You got the power to call those things forth because death and life is in your tongue.
In your tongue.
So y'all there. Excuse me how I'm acting, because you never know when you can come up and breathe, then you can tell the devil he can go to hell. So I encourage your heart at this time. I encourage your heart at this moment. And I have enjoyed the song, my pastor, and I'm going to touch my mama because I'm floating right about now.
Everybody that's on this line should be floating right now. You know the Messiah. God gave us a word today. Now you can, Jesus. Go ahead, woman of God. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go right ahead.
I'm good.
We got a little more time. We got time, baby. God did a quick work today. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm going to let those talk fast. Because I tell you, people don't say you done been smothered down. And when something leaps on the inside of you and God begins to bring things back to your remembrance, when God begins to tell you I'm right here with you, all I can say is encourage you to remember what God has spoken over your life. God's word is fear, yea, and amen. Some of you here, I can feel this thing. Well, Pastor, I don't have the seed. Is that still for me? Yes, God is still talking to you. Yes, this word is still for you. Yes, it belongs to you.
Look at that.
Back up off this phone line and say, because what I don't have, is it for me, or can I still receive it? You better suck this word up, because yes, it's still for you.
Still for you. Ah, you don't know most, Shaka.
Now, I love you, Pastor. Let me calm myself down. Y'all can go ahead on.
Glory to God. God always confirms. He confirms his word. Amen, amen. Let me see. I see. Oh, thank you, woman of God. Thank you. You know what I love about God, too? Hallelujah. Just about everybody that calls on this line, they're leaders. Mm-hmm. I say it in the retreat. We all have assignments. You know, you may not be in the fivefold, but once you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, you have an assignment, and that means God have a sign. There's some souls that's assigned to you. And you say, well, how are they assigned to me? Assigned to you for you to be a witness.
Mm-hmm.
For you to be a witness and for you to share your testimony with them. For you to tell them that Jesus saved to the utmost. So we don't have no excuses. I don't care if you're not fivefold. Hallelujah. Amen. You've been called into this marvelous life. That makes you a son. That makes you a daughter. You are heir and a joint heir, Christ Jesus. You know, and folks say, oh, well, you know, I'm just a member. I could just slap people when they say that. No, you've been called into this body. You've been called to do a work. Amen. Everybody's not called to preach and teach. Everybody's not called to do all of that, but you have a calling. Amen, amen. Those that God bring into this light, he's going to require something of you. Hey, now, you can keep on not talking to your neighbor. Keep on being out in the street taking care of your business, and you're afraid to open up your mouth and tell them where you go to church. Hallelujah. You're afraid to share your testimony. There's a harvest out there. There's a harvest. But we know, as the Bible said, the harvest is ripe. But where are the laborers? They're few. Why? Because we don't want to do nothing. We don't want to do nothing. We want the blessing without going through the testing. Amen. It won't happen like that, though. You got to do something for this, journey. Must do something. You got to be busy. Amen. Amen. I see my cousin Karen on the line. Amen. I'm going to dance with you.
I'm lying.
We've had so many distractions today, you know, it's crazy, but it's all good. Glory, 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 glory. I am laughing at the devil. Amen. We have already accomplished what God sent us to do. So late. Evangelist Doris, it's all right. God bless you.
I know what's going on. Yeah.
Now,
you got
money.
Evangelist
Doris. Oh, I'm sitting here. My customers and myself, we are laughing. We know exactly what's going on. But
yes.
The enemy he's already lost. He's already lost. The word is out. There's so much power on this line. Since the prophet started speaking and you spoke.
Man.
And the pastor that just spoke, oh, my God, I just want to jump out of my chair. It's just amazing. I take every word into my heart. It is time. It is time. It is time. I can't thank you enough for this line. I can't wait to go online and sow my seed. I'm encouraging some folks around me here to sow that seed, too.
All right. I have to call you. I met a lady from Liberia, Elder Massa, and she has a school, a clinic, and something else in Liberia, West Africa. I said, well, I'm going to have to connect you with Evangelist Doris. Just
oh,
met
yeah,
her at,
I have
the
school. Yeah, I have a school, too. Yeah. I said,
yes,
no,
I know, and I was sharing that information with her, so I'm a call you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Everybody in the shop, God bless you all. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate Evangelist Doris. Amen. She called on the line. She's a line owner, and many times she has the speaker on, and her clients can listen to the word of God. So we bless the Lord for you all. We pray that you were enriched with that word today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody want to say anything in the shop, Evangelist Doris?
Just amen. We've been listening and praying and feeling blessed. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening. Amen.
Right.
Back to Minister Aaron. Where? I seen Evangelist T. Hold on, Aaron. Let me go to Evangelist T. Evangelist T.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What an awesome word. I'm telling you, as the man of God begins to speak, and I was like, wow, I'm just kind of laying here, finally getting to rest, and I was just felt the peace of God just come over me. And he said, God was an encore. And I started thinking about that word, encore, Pastor. And I was like, wow, he wants us to do it again. He wants to do it again.
That's it.
Thing God brought me out of, and he wants me to tell people about what he did. And I found, even with this new job I got, I'm allowed to go there as a public place and actually pray for people and tell them. It's like a mental health facility. And I did hear him say something about mental health, and I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's an awesome opportunity to be there, and you can you literally pray for people and tell them. When I start telling them my testimony, it just really blew their mind, you know, because, it's, you know all the things that I went through. And so I'm like, if God can bring somebody like me,
my.
Homeless and who was going through all what I went through, and I ain't harping on it, but I need to let somebody know that if he can save a wretch, an undone creature like me, hallelujah. I just thank God that he came on and he brought that word so eloquently. Like I said, I just felt the peace of God and everything that the Lord has been speaking to me on this week. Even in my quiet time, even studying Joshua, because I started studying Joshua, because we're leaders, and we have to walk in that leadership and not be high minded and not be afraid to tell people where God brought us from. Because we ain't always look like this, we ain't always smell like this, we have always not been like this. We are closer to God now because of the things that we went through in our life. And if somebody needs to hear about that, somebody who's thinking about, I deal with people who are thinking about giving up, who want to commit suicide, all these things. And then they remember me, God, Mommy, they remember me when I was going through, and they're like, well, we thought this lady would go. Here she is in this place praying for people, telling them about how God brought her through. So I just honor God today that I know he's doing another encore in our life. I see the doors and the windows of heaven open. I see the blessings of God, the hand of God moving. He keeps saying the word, release, release, release. He is releasing his blessings on his faithful servants. He said, remain faithful. And I will bless your life.
Cool.
And I'm not going to just bless your life with monetary things, because, yes, he's going to do that anyway. He said, I will supply your needs according to his riches and glory. And your daddy rich, beyond measure, beyond the monetary stuff. He can give you the riches of peace, the riches of joy, the riches, all these different riches the Lord can bless you with. And all the doors that you thought were shut in your face, and all the people that ran them off about you, and God is putting you, like he said, before kings and queens. He's going to bless
you
right in front of your enemies. And they're already looking at you like, wait a minute. This girl came from the guttermost. Why is all these things happening? But when you surrender to God, and you go out and you come out of those walls of these churches sometimes and go minister to people. Go out there and minister because somebody prayed for you. Just like my God, Mommy, on this line. She prayed for me, and I see how the Lord has blessed my life. So I am just so excited. Thank you, man of God. All you did was confirm what God has already been saying. I can just take a victory lap around this house right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh. Hallelujah. God has been faithful. You be encouraged.
My God.
The seeds are going to be sown. So many seeds, like I keep saying this to you, and God, they keep reiterating this to you. You planted a lot of seeds, not just here in Stockton, not just in New Orleans, not just in Atlanta, and all the places you live. So many people have came, went back in the archives, heard these broadcasts, and it has blessed and transformed their life. He said, great, great God, Mommy. It's that faithfulness unto God. You have been faithful to God. That's why I see the window of heaven just opened up so wide for you. He said, seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. God,
my God. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. My God.
What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for you, Ben. Evangelist T, glory to God. Hang on in here. You've been faithful. Hallelujah. Look and expect the blessings. Expect them. Amen. God bless you. We're going to Minister Aaron. God bless you, Minister Aaron.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, the devil. Yeah, he's really upset. He's mad. He's cutting up. He's mad because the devil knows that his time is winding up. And like it says in the Bible, the first will be first and the last will be last. We the last. We coming in. Our blessings are coming in. What the man was preaching, the prophet was preaching, he was telling the truth. I've been saying it for years to certain people that you got to talk about your past. I said some was called and some went. The ones went look like they blessing themselves because they are. But the ones that's called like us, been through a lot, been through the storm. I've been through the situation, not closest Jesus, but close. You know what I'm saying? Been through some things. But God looked like he overlooked us, but he haven't. It's just the season. When he gives you the season, he wants you to tear it up like a tornado warning. Go crazy about what he done brought you from. Everything that prophet was talking about, God was dealing with. I'm glad you told me to get on the line. I'm glad you told me to get on there, and I got on it. I'm going to sow that 26 seed. I'm going to sow it because God told me to sow a seed. I didn't know who to sow it to, but God said sow a seed. And he prophesied and told what God wanted me to do anyway. It was number of confirmation, but that was a powerful word from the Lord using him like that. Because in these last and evil days, God is doing some things right now for the people that have been suffering and been going through. He ain't forgot us, but he wants us to preach the truth and live right. Preach about holiness. It ain't a lot of people preaching about holiness. You got some preaching it, but it's about that paper behind it. If you got these many organizations you can have, if you have these many people in your church, it ain't about that. God is dealing with souls, where he brought you from. And he's dealing with all kind of nationality about holiness. It doesn't matter. We all bleed one blood. It's one blood. God is looking for each one of us. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care if you're African. I don't care if you're Jamaica. I don't care if you Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican. I don't care what race. I don't care if you're black or white, Mexican. It don't matter in God's eyesight because God looked at us one blood. But we don't look at it like that. And all of us got a calling in our life if we live in right for God, being baptized, getting filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. But you got a lot of folks ain't doing that. The devil's mad. He's upset. He's a lying wonder, and the truth ain't in him. He know his time is winding up. Like I've been telling you, cousin, you ain't nothing. Oh, my God, you ain't seen nothing. God is bringing a new generation on the scene. And y'all just keep praying for me, because that was message was straight to me in these last evil days. How can you talk about something you ain't been through nothing? You can't talk about nothing if you ain't been through nothing. Remember what God gets the glory about. You have to talk about your past. Like that man said, if you gay or straight or anything, he was prophesying. He's telling the truth. You got to bring your life where God has brought you from. You a prophet, a pimp, player, or whatever you was. A dope girl or whatever. Out there, we don't want to talk about your past. God wants us to bring the past up. Because you don't know who's out here sick and still in slavery in the mind, messed up.
Yes.
We don't know what culture's messed up real bad in these last and evil days. So God wants us to come out and start talking about what he has brought us, brought you from.
What he has done.
We
want to
talk about that. So that just, I appreciate what the prophet was saying. He's telling, was telling the truth, because time is winding up and the Lord is coming. That's all I want to say. And I love y'all. And keep hope alive.
Jesus,
Hello?
Jesus. Yeah, we here, Aaron. I'm here. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's
God,
what I would do. God is doing some great things right now. He got shot tied up. But when he was speaking and preaching, oh, my God, the anointing came up on me. I started shouting and running around because everything he was saying was about me. I mean, I'm telling the problem with everybody else, but he was speaking about me. God ain't forgotten me. He getting
all
me
right.
ready. He getting me focused. Because you got to cut some folks off your life for him to get the glory out of you. It's time for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to start moving in what God wants you to do. Like I was telling you, cousin Adrian, you got the same thing. You listening. That's why the enemy cut the line. He ain't never cutting up like this. He tearing the line up. I started laughing at the coward. Because you a lying or whatever trick you got up your sleeve.
All right. Yeah, he was up
you
there.
You can't witness the battle ain't yours. It's the Lord's. It's God's battle, and God's looking for somebody going to be the next president of the United States for Jesus. Who's going to be the next one to tell it like it is in these last and evil days? Who's not ashamed to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ? That's what he's looking for. Everybody got a chance, but everybody's messing up because money doesn't come anyway. They lying the devil to take over. Talking about we all a child of God. We ain't all of God's childs. Please, he loves us all. He loves us, but we ain't all his child. The devil got some of them, too.
That's right.
So you don't even know. So the enemy speaking tongues, too, you got to know if it's from holiness, if it's holy, or if it's wicked. See, you got some wicked tongues speaking in tongues, but you don't know if it's holy. So you got to have a discerning spirit to pick up the spirit. My God, ain't got no shot. That's what God is doing right now, these last and evil days.
Not to be ashamed
to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, like preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can't be ashamed where he brought you from. You got to have the love and love people. Mm-hmm. And God's looking at for all that. We don't get it, he's going to have somebody else do it.
That's it.
Because it don't matter. But the prophet told it like it is. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. And we are God, so we got to change it. And you ain't seen nothing yet. God is about to do some things. And that sowing that seed ain't nothing. That's just and it ain't like you trying to want the money. It ain't like you trying to beg. God just doing it out of love.
No, he didn't come for no money. He came to deliver a word.
That's what I'm saying. I said that's what I'm talking about. It ain't like that. Because God going to bless anyway. Some guy going to bless you with some millionaires coming up on this line because they tired of sowing in the wrong seeds.
My God.
They're going to throw into your thing and ain't got to ask for no money. They're going to say, God told me to give you $150,000.
All right. I believe it.
That's how it's going to happen.
I believe it.
This is the season of this year. This is the year. God ain't looking for nothing. This is the year 2015. This is the year God is moving. In a time like this, you done suffered. You done did it. You done obeyed him. Said every year, hear what the Spirit is saying. And you hear what the Spirit is saying. Yeah, to cut some folks off, but you look at you made it, and you ain't seen nothing yet. And I love
you. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Well, we bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. We have had a time the enemy was trying to cut up, but he delivered that word without any interruptions. We heard that word. Amen, amen. So
God in
ain't
God
nobody
out.
Man but the devil. And
yeah, we got in and got out. Got in and got out.
That's it, that's it. Well, we thank the Lord for you all. I think. Amen, amen. I see area code 919. The last four of your number is 8181. Amen. Just was trying to open up your line. Amen. It's not opening up for me, but that's all right. I'm going to hit it through here. I'm going to hit it through here. It's open now. Amen. Area code 919. The last four of your number is 8181. God bless you, caller.
God bless you. I was just calling in to listen.
Amen. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Janine.
Janine? Amen.
Yes,
you calling from the Carolinas?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. Who invited? Did somebody invite you? Or you seen our display on the social media?
I saw it on Blog Talk.
You saw it on Blog Talk?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, go back in our archives, and I know you came on a little late. So go back into the archives and listen to that message in its entirety, and you certainly will be blessed. Amen. Are you on social media?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on Facebook and Twitter.
All right. Well, friend me. Are you one of my friends?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, friend me on Facebook. We're under New Destiny Ministries and Adrian Bernard. Amen. And tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be closing out this particular series, the Acts of the Apostles. So thank you for tuning in, woman of God, and we certainly invite
you
to come back on tomorrow. Dr. Winston Singleton will be on to conclude this series. If those of you that never heard him, I challenge you to come on tomorrow. He's going to walk us through Acts chapter 1 all the way to Acts 28. Amen. And I tell you, he can do it. If anybody can't do it, he's one that can. Amen. So we will be concluding this series on tomorrow. So we certainly invite each and every one of you all to tune in. Now tune in early, just as we got the prophet up early today. That's how we're going to move on tomorrow. Amen. And give the man of God ample enough time to really highlight. He's going to really highlight and pull out the meat tomorrow. So tune in. Invite someone to tune in tomorrow. You're in for a treat. Amen. So God bless you all. We thank you, and we'll see you on tomorrow. Amen. Continue to lift us up in prayer and continue to pray for one another. Also, before we dismiss, we wanted to pray, and I'm going to ask Pastor Karma Lee, hallelujah, I'm going to open up her line, and I'm going to ask her to pray for Pastor Gloria's sister. Her name is Carolyn Lucky. Her husband had a heart attack and died on Sunday. So we want to lift up Carolyn Lucky, the wife, and lift up that family, the family of her husband, and all those family members that, you know, lost a dear one. We want to lift him up. And also, I'm asking for special prayer for Elder Harmon, one of my friends in California, her husband, Elder Harmon, and they live in the Bay Area, Oakland, California. We're going to lift him up in prayers. Amen. So let me go to Pastor Karma Lee. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Adrian. Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your darling Son, Jesus, God, we come. Father God, we come, God, first of all, thanking
hallelujah.
You, God, for this day. Thanking you, God, for what our ears have heard, God. Thanking you for what our spirits have received, God. Thanking you, God, that those of us, God, on the line who needed to be revived, God, that they heard a word straight from the throne room of heaven, God, that their lives have been impacted, God, have been enriched, have been encouraged, God. So, Father God, for that we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we pray, God, that now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch, God, the heart of Carolyn Luckett, Father God. Your word says, God, that in weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. So, Father God, we pray right now. We join our faith together, and we ask, God, that in the name of Jesus, God, that you would comfort her, God, that you would strengthen her, God, that you would give her peace that surpasses all understanding, God, that you would throw your loving arms around her, God, let her know, God, how much you love her, Father God. Father God, we pray, God, that everything, God, that she stands in need of, God, Father God, that you will be the Jehovah Jireh in her life, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for God, that what the enemy meant for evil, God, that you will somehow, God, turn it around for her good. God, I pray, God, that even at night, God, when her tears are hid in the pillow, Father God, that you would be the comforter like never before, God. I pray that you would strengthen this family, God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, for the Harmon family. I pray, God, that whatever they stand in need of, God, that you would meet that need in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, God, that everything, God, every crooked place in their life, God, that you will make straight, God. I pray, God, that you would open up the windows of heaven over their lives, God. Pour them out blessings that they don't have room enough to receive, God. Father God, we send your word to their home right now, God, to change every situation and every circumstance, God, to cause it to line up, God, with your word like never before, God. Father God, we thank you for this line, God. We thank you for the resources, God. We thank you for Pastor Adrian, God. We pray, God, that you will continue to strengthen her, that you will continue to use her, God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue, God, to send the people from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God, that you will continue, God, to send the resources, God. Father God, we pray that you would bless her family, God, that you would draw them nigh unto you, God, like never before, God. Father God, we thank you for the word, God. We thank you for the vision. We thank you for the provision. We thank you for the favor. We thank you for the elevation and increase, God. Father God, your word says that not one of your words shall fall to the ground and die. So we decree and declare, God, that everything that has been spoken over her life, God, that it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cancel, we bind, we put aside, God, every plot, plan, and scheme of the enemy, God, and we decree and declare an open window over her life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we apply the blood, God. We apply the blood to every area, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are strengthening her. We thank you that you are keeping her. We thank you that you are opening doors, God, that no man can close, and closing doors, God, that no man can open, God. Thank you for bringing her before great men, God. Thank you for making her name great, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, for every person that called in, every family connected to this line. Father God, we pray that you will meet their needs individually and that you will meet them collectively, God. Father God, you are the God who is the great I am. So we know, God, that you are everything, God, that we need you to be. And we decree and declare, God, that this day shall be a turnaround, that there shall be an encore, God, that there shall be an encore, God. Father God, we agree, God, in the name of Jesus, with everything that you have said about us, God.
And Father God, we don't care what it looks like, God, for we shall walk by faith and not by sight. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for our life, God. And we thank you, God, for all that you are doing, all that you have done, and all that you will continue to do in the lives of your people, God. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We have been blessed. Amen, amen, amen. We have been blessed with this word today. Amen. Go again, we want to remind you all, sow that seed that the prophet asked you to sow. Amen. Go to our website, www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can hit the PayPal link. Amen. We appreciate you, and we love you, and we thank God for each and every one of you all that have tuned in today. Those of you that dropped off when our lines dropped, we thank you for calling back in, and those that just hung on the line. Amen. We're going to close on out with I'm Still Here by the Williams Brothers. Again, amen, amen. Let this song just been in my spirit. I don't know why, but I feel the Lord is going to do something. Amen. Still Here by the Williams Brothers. God bless you all. Amen. Well, and not even letting me play a song. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you on tomorrow. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's all right.